Hello, and welcome to this episode of the Flying Turtle Podcast. My name is Terry, and I'll be your guide for this little journey. Today's episode is that you are not the victim of your emotions. If it were any other area of your life, this would not seem like such a difficult thing to master. But our emotions are so powerful that often we don't feel capable of dealing with them head on, and so we get overwhelmed. We shut them off and don't feel anything. If you were riding a bike or a skateboard and you hit a bump, you would take some action to maintain your balance. You would feel your momentum carrying you forward. You feel the bump, and the balance you remember having 1 or 2 seconds ago is now upset, and you're tipping toward disaster. You scan the area in front of you to see what's coming so you can find a safe place to land. If you do nothing and just tumble, you're probably going to land on your face in a cactus. But you don't do nothing. You've been through this before, so you do something to try to restore your balance. You shift your weight. You wave your arms. You stay positive. And you envision yourself landing safely and continuing on your way. You do whatever it takes to restore your balance. You don't lean into the tumble because that'll make it worse. You try to correct yourself and get back to center. It's the same with your emotions. If something comes up in your life and gives you a little shock, it can upset your emotional balance and throw you into a spin. But you don't respond the same way. You lean into it and make it worse. As you tumble down what feels like an emotional mountain when it's really just a molehill, or you try to deny that the bump that you hit has upset anything, so you do nothing and you land on your face in an emotional cactus, or you fall into the victim mentality and you try to blame the rock you hit for picking on you. You don't have to live as a slave to your emotional ups and downs. There are things you can do to try to restore your balance emotionally just as you can physically. Recognize that you have hit a bump in your life and it has upset you. Try to understand what the bump was and why it has upset you. Look ahead of you to see what's coming, so you can find a safe place to land emotionally. Stay positive and envision yourself landing safely and continuing on your way. Do something to try to restore your balance on the inside, just as you would on the outside. Shift your thoughts to that safe landing rather than thinking about the rock you just hit. Wave your arms if you think that might help. Don't lean into the tumble by playing the victim and trying to blame something or someone for picking on you, because that'll make it worse. You'd be giving your power away and leaving yourself helpless. And that's no way to live. In life, bumps happen. So take back your power. You've been through this before. Rise to the challenge and learn something new about yourself. Aren't you tired of feeling like anguish is your natural state of being and that it'll never end? You don't have to be stuck in that. You can pull yourself out of it, but just like picking yourself up off the ground, it'll take some effort on your part. Learning to keep yourself emotionally balanced is a lot like learning to ride a bicycle. It'll take a lot of practice and determination, but it is also something that will not happen unless you set out to make it so. You must set an intention to become the master of your emotional state, and then follow through with what you find out about yourself. Pay attention and learn how you operate. What makes you tick on the universe of your emotions? What lifts you up? What brings you down? What makes your heart sing and your face smile? What sends you spinning off into despair so deep that you lock yourself in your room for a week? When you begin to find out what those are, write them down so you can remember them and maybe make sense of them. You'll begin to see something take shape. You'll see what works for you and what doesn't. You will begin to see the life that you want to live come out of the gloom. And the pathway to balance lies through giving yourself that life. So, cut out as many of the things that take you down as you can, and recognize your triggers so you can disarm them by becoming conscious of what they are. When you trip over them, don't fall on your face. Stay positive and do something to restore your balance. Go to the list of things that bring you up. Find something to be grateful for, because every challenge we face is really an opportunity to grow, to move beyond something that we've been stuck on, or maybe just a chance to move, to learn more, to move into more of who we want to be. It's up to you. I bid you peace.